Rosetta Daly is the retired associate director of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Council 31, vice president of the Chicago Federation of Labor, executive board member of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, founding member of Visionary Friends, and she's an executive board member of the Black United Fund of Illinois. She's always believed in helping people help themselves. So 25 years ago, when Buffy needed her help securing payroll deductions, she took her place on the front line and made sure her union members led the way.
That's how I got involved. The concept was something that in our community we never thought about, raising money from ourselves to put back to help ourselves. And everything I was involved with dealt with unity, making life better for people, trying to teach people how to make life better for themselves. It just seemed like the perfect fit for me. People ask me a lot of time, where did I get this feeling that I needed to help people? Where did that come from? My aunt was the precinct captain, and she was always making sure that people in the neighborhood had jobs and knew when the election was coming up and had to vote, and she was part of the Young Democrats and had us all of the family part of the Young Democrats. My mom always took care of everybody in the neighborhood. She cooked dinners on Saturdays and sold them to the people that worked in, I remember there were bakeries, Gordon's Bakery, Silver Cup Bakery, I think in Butternut Bakery. And she took orders during the week, and we delivered as children the dinners to all these people on Saturdays. My uncle owned a grocery store right there in the neighborhood, and he always looked out for the people in the neighborhood. If they didn't have the money, they had cereal and milk for those kids to go to school. It was nothing for him to wake us up and say, we gotta go open the store because Miss So-and-so doesn't have any milk and cereal for her kids. And that always, that stuck with me always.
And those experiences growing up laid the foundation for what was to come.
I worked at an institution called Chicago Regional Health Center, and I worked in dietary there. I was a food service worker at the time. And it was really the way some of the Caucasian supervisors talked to African-American women that worked in housekeeping and dietary sort of irritated me. And I sort of took a stand, started stepping in to speak for them or call myself protecting them or what have you. I worked in dietary and we had a problem in the dietary department, and I sort of did a sick-in with the members on my shift, and we took the weekend off, and I got a call from one of the young ladies I know. I'd met her since I'd been working out there, and she said, I think you need to join the union because they're coming after you because they know you organized this sick-in. And I did join the union, and at that time, I had everybody in the kitchen join the union because that was not in a kitchen, in a dietary department, people didn't know about the union. They weren't considered as being part of a union, so we all, I guess we probably were the first dietary department ever to actually join, my whole shift join, and that's how I actually first got started. After she's got me to become a member of the union, she's told me that there was a convention going on in Detroit, and she introduced me to the president. She said they have this convention every year, but only a certain few go, and that she thought we should go. And I'd never been to a convention. I didn't know what she was talking about, but anyway, she said it's gonna be a convention, and it's gonna be a lot of good-looking black men there. And so we decided that we should go. It was called the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. It was actually their second convention. They were founded here the year before in Chicago, and we went to that convention. I actually became active in the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists before I was an active member in AFSCME. And then when she no longer was president, I had gotten so involved that I did decide to run for president of the local with some support from some of the people that I met at the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, where I learned how to network.
Rose Daly had gone from the kitchen to the conference room, but sometimes it seemed more like jumping out of the skillet into the fire.
So to get the local unions in the Chicago and Cook County area that did have black leadership, involved to come to Springfield to be part of knowing how to run for office, how to get elected, and how to support each other was really challenging. But there was about four or five of us that came together and took that on, and we were successful in getting our members involved. The first thing we ran into is we did not have collective bargaining. We only fought grievances just any way we could, you know. And the first issue was fighting for collective bargaining. And I was part of that fight. We had never had a contract, and I was part of the first contract that was negotiated for state employees in the state.
Collective bargaining finally became law when Harold Washington was elected mayor of Chicago. It was a great experience for her to see her years of work finally pay off for her union members. But today, she wonders if the current generation really understands the importance of having strong labor unions.
Trying to get rid of the middle class, and people don't seem to understand how important it is, or to think about some of our young people to realize that their parents and grandparents were that middle class, that were part of those jobs that the unions supported and was part of their life. They wouldn't have the educations and wouldn't have the jobs they have now if it wasn't for labor unions. And those parents and grandparents wouldn't have had those jobs that created the middle class. And I'm really concerned that our young folks really don't understand what a union is and why it's necessary to come together and fight for the rights of people, for good wages, for your dignity, for respect on the job. I just have some real concerns about what's happening now. Kids in school don't understand that their teachers are part of a union. They don't understand that their mothers and fathers are part of unions. It's just a difficult situation.
Despite her concern about the future, she still has the desire to help others. Rose and several of her friends who came up through the union attended a local fundraiser one night and saw a need. And they couldn't just stand by and do nothing.
There was a group of four young ladies who basically all came out of AFSCME. We were at a fundraiser one night that Provident Hospital put on. And at this fundraiser, they were giving away scholarships. But none of the scholarships were going to African Americans. And we were sitting there thinking, you know, we ought to be able to do something to help people in our community. We didn't know how hard it was to talk about scholarships, but it was something. Anyway, we formed this group called Visionary Friends with a lot of help from the Black United Fund. And we're 10 years old. We've been able to raise money through fundraisers, very small, not as big as the Black United Fund, and people that we really help are seniors, students. We try to do something for seniors, students, and we try to help families through Christmas and Thanksgiving holidays.
So when the final roll is called, how would Rosetta Daly like to be remembered?
As a loving, caring, helping person who contributes anything and everything that's happened to her in life to her faith in God.